Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hey, 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 welcome to the Coco Express Show for Saturday, December 7th, 2013, and I am your host, Aurelia Lyles, and we are live. Well, we've had a lot of things happen this week, and we've had the holidays go by, and I hope that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and was able to embrace time with your family and friends and just enjoyed yourself and relaxed. Now we're into the holiday season, and we have a special guest with us today, and she's going to introduce us into the holiday season with this amazing, amazing song that she has. She is Temple Jackson. Temple Jackson is not only a beauty, but a very intelligent, smart businesswoman who is extremely talented. And today she's going to be sharing with us a little bit of information about her, as well as The Gift of Love. The Gift of Love is her new CD that she has out. And she has two singles. One is to be released in 2014, and one is being released now, which is called Gift of Love, after the title of the actual album. I am not going to spend a lot of time with you because I want our time to be with Temple. So please allow me the opportunity to introduce to you Temple Jackson. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Oh, my God. It doesn't even sound like you're talking about me. I was like, who is this person? All these things you're saying.
Well, it's you. Before we begin, I would like a special favor.
Okay. What do you mean?
You're quiet. Now, Give It All, I know it's not going to be released yet, but I do have it, and I wanted to know if we could play that at the end of the show in honor of Nelson Mandela.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I love Nelson Mandela and the message that he has portrayed in all the world. A lot of times we don't understand when we have people in our lives who stand for justice and peace, that it's very important for us to honor those people as well as just understand some of the things that they were trying to get across to us and for us to continue those messages. So, yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much, because I'm like, this song is just so appropriate to what his life and legacy is all about, because he gave it all.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, Miss Temple, tell us about you.
Well, I am originally from Decatur, Georgia, and I grew up in church, and as you can see, probably a lot of singers and musicians have. And I think that's where most of us get our musical abilities. But I've been singing and writing songs since from a young age, about 5 years old. It's funny because a lot of people ask me the question, well, how long have you been singing? And I always tell them, I can't remember not singing. So I would have to say at a very young age, because from when I can remember, I've always been singing. So it's just something that I'm very passionate about and that I love to do, whether I'm paid for it or not paid for it. It's just something that I love to do.
Okay.
But over the years, I've actually have a vast exposure to music. I started off playing several instruments, starting from the keyboard to flute to cello and string bass. And then later on is where I started to develop my songwriting abilities, in which I began to write for other artists. I work for community choirs, like gospel songs and stuff like that. And then I started getting into jingles and writing stuff for McDonald's. And so that's a gist of some of my musical background.
Now, give us a few of the jingles you've written for McDonald's.
Well, actually, it was when they started their campaign, their I'm Loving It campaign, and I wrote quite a few. Well, there were radio jingles, actually, but I wrote quite a few of them when they had started the ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm Loving It.
Okay.
So a lot of those commercials that you hear is, you know, some of the things that I've wrote or participated in writing with.
Now, what's that like? I mean, it's one thing to be on stage and singing, performing. It's another thing to be at church, you know, and performing. But what is it like being in a studio doing a jingle?
Well, I could say that it's very tedious work because McDonald's is not the only place that I've done, like, that type of work because I just finished a project back in August for PBS Kids. And so, like, doing jingles and songs of that sort, it's a very different type of writing because you're writing to a specific audience. There are certain things that you want to make sure that you cover when you're writing the song. And also, you have to make sure it's really catchy. And so, because, like, jingles and songs that go for kids and music like that has to be something that attracts that particular audience and makes them want to be involved in whatever you're doing or whatever you're trying to express to them. So it's a different type of writing as opposed to, you know, when you're regularly writing a song. So, like, you may do, like, a lot of edits. A lot of times, like, you have something that you may think is great, but then you realize, oh, I'm writing this more like a song as opposed to a jingle. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's tedious.
Now, you were also the the praise leader for the Fountain of Life Ministries. Now, what was that like?
That actual experience is very interesting because the Fountain of Life, this particular Christian church was founded by, their pastor was African. And I had a very unusual experience there because I've taught people how to sing a lot over the years. And the difference with working with this particular church is that the singers, they had accents and the pastor there wanted me to, he kept saying, well, Temple, I need you to kind of help them sing more like Americans. So it was very challenging for me because first we had to work on the accents. I was like, okay, this is pronunciation first of all. So let's work on that first. And then once, you know, I started to work with them on their accents, then we started to really get into the music as far as, like, them learning different parts and them learning, like, the difference between, like, the music of their culture versus American music. So, like, even in all my experience in which I've sang and worked with different ensembles, it was a very challenging experience due to the fact that I was working with people who had a extra obstacle with them as far as learning to sing and being able to express themselves spiritually.
So it's been more like a teaching experience for you in this particular situation.
Absolutely. It was a teaching experience for the both of us because I learned how to help people even with accents be able to sing better. You know, because even when you go into different cultures, the people sing differently a lot of times. So, and they even use different notes musically. So, you know, even it helped me understand, like, their culture, what their music sounds like, and how different it is from what we even do here in the States.
Okay. Now, I'm going to jump over to, but we're going to come back to that aspect of it, but I'm going to jump over to your new CD and your new single. Now, In doing that, how did you come up with the idea about the gift of love, and what inspired you, and what type of songs are you displaying?
Well, the gift of love actually came from, I remember when I sat down to write the actual song, and I knew that I was going to write a Christmas song because I that's just something that I wanted to do at the time. And when I was thinking about it, I was like, well, what kind of Christmas song do I want to write? I was like, well, I know for years the economy has been bad, and usually when I hear Christmas songs, I kind of hear the same thing. It's like people either make remakes, or when they do make something, it may be silly. And I said, well, what we're really missing out of music today, even when it comes to Christmas, is music that has a good, solid message to it. And so what I wanted to do is write something to help people get through the holidays. You know, I understand the economy has been bad. We've been in recession. You know, you have people that are out of work. And a lot of times during the Christmas season, people feel a certain amount of guilt or pressure in order to purchase all these gifts and try to go over and beyond as far as I got to buy the most expensive gift and I have to, you know, make sure I impress this person or go over and beyond to show how much they love them. And that's the whole purpose of them buying the gift, is to show them, I appreciate you as a person, I love you, and here is something to show a token of my love or appreciation. But I wanted the gift of love to actually remind people the reason as to why we even buy the gifts in the first place. And it's an expression of love. So those people who don't have anything to give, or if they feel like, well, so they can alleviate the pressure from themselves, look, I don't have anything to give, but I do have something, and it's love.
Okay. Now, I would like to play the gift of love for our listeners, okay, so they can really get to understand exactly what it is you're saying.
Okay, wonderful. Oh. Well, I hope you guys enjoy the gift of love.
Feel
is a beautiful song. I love it, love it, love it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. It's so catchy, too. It's not like it's, you know, one of those traditional Christmas carols. It's an actual song that you can really just hum it and sing it to yourself because it has a message to it.
Absolutely. Well, that was my goal, and I want people to have something to dance to, you know. Man, I was at an event last night, and I had to sing The Gift of Love, and there was another lady who was singing as well. And, you know, because it was a Christmas event, she was singing a Christmas song as well. And she had a beautiful voice, don't get me wrong. But it's like when you think of Christmas music, the song was so slow, and everybody's just looking around like, oh, that was great, she's a good singer, but, you know, this is a party. So I wanted to have something that people could just kind of dance to. You know, you do your two-step to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get in the car. Even if you are going shopping, you could just jam to it on the way to the store, you know. And
yes.
Just remind yourself, hey, you know, even though I may not have all the money in the world, I still have things to give. So, you know, that's what I wanted to express.
Well, you did express that, and you did achieve your goal because it is a catchy tune. It's like you took the jingle kind of vibe and turned it into a song with a really good message to it, and it's catchy.
Well, I'm glad that experience actually helped me, you know, do something really good because, you know, I love good music. And whenever I go to write something, I always think about, well, what would I want to hear? Because I think that's where a lot of people miss the point. Like when they go to write stuff, they think about, well, this is what I want to write or this is what I want to express to people. And that's great and everything. But think about what other people want to hear. They may not want to hear all that stuff that you're putting in your music, you know?
Yes, I understand.
I try to take that into consideration too, yeah.
Now, we're going to jump back over to the businesswoman, Temple Jackson, the businesswoman. Now, you have been a seasoned musician, and you are also a songwriter, and you've toured the world, and you've consulted with companies. Now, you've consulted with Red Zone Entertainment and Studio One Productions. Now, what was that experience like for you on the business aspect of it?
Well, doing the consulting work is very interesting because a lot of times, what I would do is help other artists. And whenever you're doing consulting, you have to really do your research. When I would do work for other artists, I was looking at it from a perspective of how I would portray myself as an artist, number one. But then also, okay, just going back to the audience itself. Like, what does your audience want to hear from you? What are the things that you're trying to portray to this audience? What do they expect from you, as well as what is it that will make them continuously buy your music? So whenever I think about or I go to do consulting work for another artist, I kind of do research as far as what are the things that they have expressed to their audience in the past, versus what is the new messages that we're trying to get out to those people, and what is the new image that you would like for them to see? Because I know, like a fan base, or whenever you have fans, I hear a lot of fans complain, like when the artists come out with new music, well, they changing what I like to hear about them. And I hear, like, fans say that all the time, and I always like to express to artists, whether you're big or small, don't lose your audience. Don't lose the essence of who you are, or don't lose those things that made the people your fans in the first place. So those are the things that I have actually done in my consulting work.
Now, you have also created TCJ Music. That is your own entertainment and publishing company. Now, when did that start, and what exactly is that about?
Well, I started TCJ Music earlier this year, and what I want to do with TCJ Music Group is to actually have other artists with music that have really good messages, because I'm very, I like to say I'm very anal, because I critique myself all the time. I critique other artists, and I think it just comes from me knowing so much about music, but I think that in the world today, we have definitely lost that good, wholesome music that actually said something. You know, like, we don't have music like the artists that I loved to listen to back in the day, like Marvin Gaye and Donnie Hathaway and Aretha Franklin and Chaka Khan. Like, the music that they had, it had messages. You could actually listen to this stuff and get something from it. You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, listening to these people, you got good music, but then also you got a good message from their music. And I think that today's music, we have lost the message. And so what I want to do is have other artists that have really good messages, but good music as well. And you get something out of the music that you put out. So that's what I'm looking to do moving forward.
Okay, now what would be the process? How would you go about finding talented artists and songwriters?
Well, after I get to the point where I'm completing my own album, because I have to do that first, of course.
Okay.
But over the years, I've acquired a lot of friends, musicians, singers. You know, I've seen a lot of talent. And plus, I'm in, like, the music city. I'm down here in Atlanta. So we have a lot of great talent out here. And you could just pretty much go to a street corner or your local lounge and hear really good artists who, you know, have great talent. There's another place that I like to frequent, Taboo. I go to Taboo sometimes. What is the other place? 290, Cafe 290. And they have, like, some really good artists that are out there. And so what I'm going to do is kind of scout around, go around Atlanta, and even go to different cities. And just look for really good talent, people that are marketable, people that have good messages behind their music, and people that have really good music and that they want to put out and express and build up their audience as far as people, you know, just getting a good message out of that music.
Okay. Now, I really, really, really want to play Give It All. So I want to just take a moment, play Give It All, and then we'll come back and we'll discuss where we're going forward with your Gift of Love album and other projects you may be working on, okay?
Okay, excellent.
Okay, great. Everyone, in the beginning of the show, I asked Temple if it would be okay if we played a song that's not released yet. It's called Give It All. It's going to be on her new album, The Gift of Love. And I wanted to play this in honor of Nelson Mandela, because this song kind of like embodies exactly what he did. He gave it all, and he gave it all to his people. And we are part of that. And everyone has displayed the message that he has left us with, the legacy he leaves us with, and the way that they've just shown their love and have honored him in the time of his passing. So please allow me to play this song for you.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking
What a perfect song as a perfect example. I it couldn't have happened any other way.
No, wow. I know that even as I was listening to Give It All, it's funny because when I sit back and I listen to stuff that I write, it doesn't sound like me. But when I think about the words to give it all, whatever, even in reference to Nelson Mandela, like, give it all is really about when you're at a situation that you may consider your lowest, and you believe that, or you may think that there is no way out of that particular situation. You have tried everything you possibly can, and at that point, it's where you can't do anything else but give it all to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I think that even at the time in which Nelson Mandela was in prison and everything, he may have been at that point where he was like, well, I have to give it all. I have to give it all to God because there is nothing I can do at this point. And as long as you keep the faith and you believe and you stand on His word and you stand on the things that you know God can do for you, then He will come through for you and do it for you. So I think that that's how Give It All is in reference to even what Nelson Mandela stood for.
Yes, indeed. Yes. And I'm so grateful to you because I was just kind of trying to figure out the best way that I could show or pay homage to such a great man. And this particular song just kind of struck at me, and I said, I have to ask. I have to ask.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Yes.
Yeah, the other thing with Give It All is, like, it's an expression of even a time where I was at a low point in my life. God had, I had gotten to a point where, because we all do, I mean, I don't know about some of these other people out here who have just the greatest relationship with God, so they can't testify to this. But as for me, there was a time in my life in which I really didn't have the strongest relationship with God. And, you know, I kind of was doing my own thing, just existing and not living. And so I had gotten really sick to a point where I couldn't eat any food. I couldn't drink. I couldn't even drink water. And, you know, our body is 97% of water. And so you really can't live if you can't drink water. And I had dropped about 60 pounds in a matter of 2 months. I mean, like, if you looked at me, you would have thought I had been anorexic, you know, that
wow.
I, you know, had actually done something to my body purposely in order to look this way, and it was not the case at all. And so, like, I went to the doctor. They had given me IVs because I was dehydrated as well. And pretty much they did tests on me, and they said, well, Ms. Jackson, there's nothing we can do. We don't know what's wrong with you, and we can't even tell you how to get better. And so at that point, I really got into a deep depression because I was like, well, God, if they can't even tell me how to get better, then what am I supposed to do, just sit here and die? And so at that point, I was like, I have to give it all to you because I can't live if I don't allow you to take care of this for me. And so I just gotten to the point, I was begging and pleading with God at that point. I said, well, look, you know, if I'm supposed to die and just take me, I said, but if just with one last little hope, look, if you could keep me, you know, we bargained with God. I was like, if you keep me, I'll just sing for you. I was like, just let me sing for you. So, and I believe in my heart that that's what God kept me here for. He said, okay, Temple, if that's what you said that you're going to do, I'm going to let you sing for me. And so that's when I decided, okay, I'm going to make sure that the music that I give back to this world is music of hope and music that brings joy to people and music that has a message that keeps people going every day.
Oh, good. And I am enjoying this. I am enjoying the gift of love. I'm enjoying immensely Give It All, because you are absolutely correct. We have all had points in our lives where we felt like there was nothing left, nothing else we could do. So we have to either give it all or give up. I'd rather give it all than give up.
Okay. What they say, if you quit, then you fail. Mm-hmm. Because you don't make any other attempts. So if you totally quit, then you fail. So at that point, if I had quit, then that means that I gave up and I failed in life, and I pretty much gave up on myself. So people have to understand that you can't give up on yourself, no matter what it is, whether it's your health, it's your career, you know, some dream that you have, your family. You can't give up, you know, because that means you're going to fail if you give up and you quit. So those are very important things that you have to be steadfast. Where the Bible says you have to be steadfast and unmovable, and that's what those things mean. It means that keep doing what you're doing. Don't give up. Don't quit, because you can't make it to your destiny if you quit.
That's true. That is so true. Go ahead, preach, Temple.
Well, you know, I get passionate about this thing because I think that, you know, in life we take things so deep. You know, I'm a fun-loving person. I like to have fun and joke around and all those things. And I think that we just get so deep in it sometimes that we just don't look. The messages out here are so simple. You know, just love one another and just make sure that you every day give it your all. You know, just work towards the things that you're really trying to do. And don't give it 10%. Don't give it 50%. Give it all. Give it 100% if you're going to go out there and do something. You know, whatever that means. So,
now,
yeah.
With that in mind, where's Temple headed next?
Well, Temple is definitely going to give it all to music. The next thing I am working on, I'm trying to finish up my album, and I'm supposed to have that completed by the summer of 2014. So, you know, I want to get that done with. And I do believe in my heart that I am going to win a Grammy. I'm not going to do it without everybody's help. So I need everybody to go out there and purchase the Gift of Love, and when Give It All comes out, I need y'all to give the Gift of Love and show me some love and get that song too. And I think that moving forward, Temple, she wants to do a lot of things. I want to do television. I want to do movies. I have a book in me. I definitely need to write some things about my life, because I have, and I know a lot of people have testimonies, but I have a big testimony from the life experiences that I've had. And so I think that some of the things that I've gone through, a lot of people could learn and could also be able to get through their lives through some of the things that I've gone through over the years. So moving forward, those are some of the things that I want to do. And also I'm going to get back into doing my commercials. You know?
Okay. Now, how can people find you if they want to, you know, learn more about you or be right at the door when the new singles are released?
Okay. Well, I have quite a few ways that you can learn about what I'm doing and what I have going on lately. I have on Facebook, you can find me at Temple Jackson Music. And also you can go to my website, www.templejackson.com, and you can also reach out to me on Twitter. It's at Temple, T-E-M-P-L-E, Chesala, C-H-E-S-A-L-A, and I'm on Twitter all the time. I'm on Twitter all the time. I'm on Facebook all the time. And if you wanted to send me a quick email, you know, like I talk to people. I don't consider people fans or anything. I just consider them people. And if you want to just reach out to me, you can send me a quick email at templejacksonmusic@gmail.com. So, you know, share your testimonies. You're welcome to put them on my site as well as send me an email. And then up and coming, I do have a campaign going on for, I have a contest going on for Give It All. Basically, I want people to share their stories about some of the things that they've given their all to. Just like Nelson Mandela, he gave his all to a cause, to working against apartheid. And I want people to express their areas in which they have given their all to a cause or to a certain part of their life. And they can send those actual videos or their testimonies to templejacksonmusic@gmail.com. And what I'm going to do is select 10 people as semi-finalists, and we will have a finalist in which I will give a $100 gift card to, as well as I will make a guest appearance and do a meet and greet either to their church or just with them personally in order for us to just kind of talk and chit-chat.
Oh, that is great. Oh, wow. That is excellent.
Yeah, I believe in giving back, so those are some of the things that I want to do. And also, I'm doing a Christmas giveaway during this particular season in the next 2 weeks with the Rick Fly All the Way Live show, and we're actually selecting four families that some churches that had submitted to his particular show, and we're going to go out and show them some love and give them like Christmas gifts and food and everything, like some needy family. So that's some of the stuff that I have going on during the Christmas season.
Wow. And when do you have time to relax?
Writing music is relaxing for me.
Okay.
So I get plenty of time to do that. But it's important. You got to work on your work. So my work is music. So that's what I love to do. And it's really not like it's work for me. It's almost like I enjoy getting up every day and being able to just write and sing and do the things that I love to do. So, you know, relax. I don't have time for that. Really, I'm just going to keep working on my work.
Okay. Well, I mean, this has been just an amazing, amazing time together. I'm loving the conversation and the music and everything, and I'm going to ask if you will come back again and share some more with us. We would love to have you back.
Absolutely, Aurelia. I just want to thank you and all of your listeners to just take the time out to listen, because, I mean, you don't get the opportunity to express yourself to the world every day, and I am so grateful that you allow me to come on your show and to be able to express some of the things that I'm doing musically, and I'd be more than willing and happy to come back and talk to you guys about some of the stuff that I have going on moving forward, because I know there will be a lot to see and expect from Temple Jackson.
All right. So we can't wait, and we will definitely schedule some more opportunity and time with you going forward in the future.
I will. It will be my pleasure.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
Great. And I want to also thank Rachelle for this amazing opportunity. She is just a phenomenal woman, and I just love working with her. And I want to thank her for everything.
Well, can I say one last thing?
Sure.
I got to give out a few shout-outs, because I am grateful. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Rachelle, because, yes, she is phenomenal, and I love her for just being there for me through this entire journey. Some other people, like my manager, Victoria, I want to thank, like, Hit Now Listen, because they have definitely supported me musically as far as me being able to even finish the some of the parts of my project. The producer of the Gift of Love, Carnell Smith, talented producer. You know, everybody really needs to check him out, because I know that he's out of Washington, D.C., and he has a lot of things going on musically. So, you know, I know a lot of people will be seeing him moving forward. And also my photographer, Divine Photos or Divine Photography. I mean, like, he is the bomb. So I've had, like, a phenomenal team helping me out as far as getting some of the stuff that I need done, because I can't do everything by myself. It's always a team effort. So I just want to thank all those people for all of their help.
Oh, great. And with that, we are going to end the show, and we're going to have Temple back again. So please, please, please keep your ears open. Yes, we love it. So you have an amazing week and a wonderful holiday, and we will be back. We'll be back at you soon.
You too, Aurelia. And thank all the listeners. Love you guys.
Love you too. Okay. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
All right. You too.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.
She hung up. 906-7339. 906-7339. Oh.